This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. approves $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, but there are hopes for ceasefire talks. The AP's Norman Hall with the latest.
Several U.N. Security Council members are pressing for a Gaza ceasefire deal to be sealed, with negotiations set to resume this week. But the council took no further action at Tuesday's emergency meeting. It was called because of Israel's deadly weekend airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in Gaza. Another airstrike in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza killed this man's wife, a doctor, and their four-day-old twins. He had gone to get their birth certificates. Ceasefire talks set for Thursday call for the return of scores of Israeli hostages held by Hamas and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
Both Ukraine and Russia have something new to say about their war.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chemas.
Donald Trump rallies supporters in North Carolina this afternoon. A new AP poll finds similar numbers of Americans say Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have the right vision for the country, can handle a crisis, and can win the election. Tropical storm Ernesto moved over the U.S. Virgin Islands last night, and after blowing past Puerto Rico, it's expected to get stronger. Now to your money. This morning, we expect to hear that inflation cooled more last month. Consumer prices are thought to have risen, but just 0.2% from June to July. This is AP News. Now to Taylor Swift and her upcoming concerts in London. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Tourism officials in London are assuring Taylor Swift fans they will be safe as she brings her Eras Tour to Wembley Stadium with five concerts this week. There's heightened security in London as Taylor Swift starts a run of five concerts there starting Thursday. Three suspects were detained in Vienna for allegedly planning an attack at her concerts there. Tracy Halliwell, the director of tourism at Visit London, says the city is used to putting on big events.
You'll see there is a higher police presence on the ground, and that's really just to make sure that everything, you know, runs smoothly and that London is looking after our visitors.
Meanwhile, Wembley Stadium is discouraging what fans call tailgating, hanging outside the stadium to listen as Swift plays. The venue says non-ticket holders will be urged to move on. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Gas is $3.44 a gallon this morning, 8 cents less than a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.